Page Resh Sadik Dalet, second column. Okay. Notice I always look to heaven right before I start. Okay. Omru Chazal. Ready?
Ready.
Chazal taught. Hani Yudches Bracha is Kedeged Mish. Shemoneh Esrei has 18 brachas. What is the significance of 18? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Kedeged Yudches Haskara Isha B'Kriya Shema. Kedeged, 18 times it says Hashem's name in Shema. Now you're going to count it next time, right?
All three
parashas it says. We give a parashas. It says Hashem's name 18 times. Rabbi Yushalmi, Rabbi Chanina, B'Shem Repiches, Kedeged Yudches Pa'amim, She'ovais K'suvim B'Torah. There are 18 times it says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together, I guess in the same pasuk, together, so it's a remiss to that.
I'm sure. Nowadays it's 19 brachas.
What? Nowadays it's 19. He means the original takana of the 18. That's what he means. Rashul Barachmeni, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Keneged Yudches Tzivuyim, Shekasa B'Parshas Mishkan Sheni. It says a command, Kashetziva, 18 times. Kolayim parshas pekudei. Shnei mechol asiya veasiya kashetziva Hashem. Hu yidches pam. So already 3 18s. 18 Hashem's in Shema. 18 times the Ovis are mentioned together. And the Mishkan, which is Avoda, which is Keneged Shemoneh Esrei, it says kashetziva 18 times. Oyisim b'medrash. Keneged yidches mizmoyim shekasem roish shetilim ad yacha Hashem b'yayim tzara. It says 18 kapitel tilim till it gets to Parakhaf, Loime say on a bit filasecha. Now im Yaim Lakhadam Cha Esrei.
You mentioned number 19.
It should be 19. Because Yancha Hashem Yam Tsar is Khaf. So someone's gonna ask you 19, Emor Lai, Lamarik Shugayim Lesu Minhain. Shashri Shalam Shugayim Khada Parshahi. Now this goes back to something the Shas says that the first two chapters of Tehillim, the way it appears in our Tehillim, are really one. Mm-hmm. So that Ashrei Hoyesh, Alamarok Shugayim, really should be one. And our Tehillims, to round it out to 150, we have it as two.
What's he basing on that should be, maybe soon should be one?
What?
What's Rabbi Schwab basing on that Alf and Beis should be one?
So he's basing it on the Gemara. Gemara in Brachas, he tells in Brachas Taftes. Yeah, I want to mention something I mentioned in other contexts. That there are a number of areas where our Siddur does not fit with our Gemara. There are a number of places where our Tanakhs don't fit with our Gemara. We just had it in the Parsha, in last week's Parsha, it says, L'mishpacha Isav, at the end of the Parsha, Rashi says, K'siv Chaser. In Ola Chamashim, it's Malay. When it counts to the families, let's see if I can find it quickly. I think it was in last week's parasha, and it doesn't fit with the Gemara. Taitofais. In the Arba Gemara, it says Taitofais is spelled Tes Pei Sof. In our Sefer Torah, it's not spelled that way. It's spelled Male, spelled with a Vav. And there are a number of such inconsistencies. Also, the Gemara Brachas says, that the order of Tanakh is, after Nevi'im Rishayim is Yirmiyah Yecheskel Yeshaya. Every single one of our Tanakhs is Yeshaya Yecheskel Yirmiyah. Every time. I have a whole list somewhere of all the, here it is. Not Mishpachai, Hapilakshim. At the end of Chayesara. Hapilakshim Chosor Ksiv. Rashi says, Pilakshim is spelled Chosor without the Yud. And Achomish it's Malay. So the Sisei Chomish says, After B'chola Svarim of the Yachim Ksiv Hapilakshim Malay B'Yud. It's always Malay. Kvartils bin Yishleima, it's Sarkliya Shnei Yudim, Kami Mitzriyim, Ivriyim, a double Yud, so it should be, that's how they answer, which is really a bit of a daichik. Rav Schwab himself brings in Parashat Chayesara, I mentioned in the past by quoting the Michashai, in the beginning of Yeshaya, and there's a Radak also. They say that our, you know that there are machlokesim constantly between Shas Bavli and Shas Yerushalmi. And we, as a matter of halacha, always paskin like the Shas Bavli, over the Shas Yerushalmi. The halacha is like Shas Bavli. That's only in Torah Shabbal Peh. And in Yonim, they have to do with halacha, or any union of Torah Shabbal Peh. When it comes to Torah Shabbal Ksav, the way the Messiah is passed down, in Torah Shabbal Ksav, Moleh and Choser, etc., we follow what they call the B'nai Marava of Eloi B'nai Madinchad. We follow the meaning of Eretz Yisrael, not the meaning of Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there were Chachmei Tveria. There were Chachamim in Tveria that were experts in the in Teresh of Iksav, B'nai Asher, B'nai Naftali. The Rambam refers to, the Rambam says, in everything to do with the Messiah, I follow the meaning of Ben Asher. Ben Asher lived in Tveria. It was a family, and they were experts in the Messiah. And although we follow the Torah Shabbat Pel, we always follow the Bavli, the Torah Shabbat Ksav, we follow the Minig Yerushalmi, or Minig Eretz Yisrael. And that answers a lot of questions. There are areas where even Rishonim has, Tosfos says Santei Tofes, Tosfos doesn't say this Teretz. The Mechashai said the Teretz, the Radak says it, Rav Shua brings it from a Beis Yosef in Yerodeya Simon Reish Ayin Reish Hay, who says it, that our minute follows the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, not the B'nai Bavel. So it shouldn't bother you if our Sefer Torah are not always consistent with what it says in Shas. This would explain also the fact that in Bavli it says the first two paragraphs of Tehillim are one, and we have missed two. I remember years ago, on Parshas Pinchas, we know that the Shalom, the Vav of Shalom, is a Vav Ketia, is a cut Vav. So I'd gotten Aliyah here, Shabbos Mincha, and the Sefer Torah, the Vav was not cut. And when it came Monday, I told him to take out a different Sefer Torah, and the other Sefer Torah also wasn't cut. So I said, that's funny. And then at night, I looked at all the Sefer Torah. We don't cut the Vav. Some have a diagonal cut, but we don't have a real cut in all the Vavs. To me, it was a Dov Pella. So I started looking around. And they point out to Rav Shach, wrote a kutras on this when he was a Bacher, that he published in Avi Ezri and has collected the... Imagine a Bacher today would write on the cut Vav of the Shalom. Today it's not Lomdish enough. But he has arichos on it, and he quotes, like what I'm telling you, I got an aliyah, and I got an aliyah, I got an aliyah. See, he doesn't say about himself, but he quotes somebody else, who says he came to Yerushalayim, he got an aliyah, and the vav wasn't cut. And then he went to another shul, and also wasn't cut, and other shul wasn't cut. So the minig, ha'olam, is not to cut the vav. Rav Shach writes that since there are two customs, whether to make the vav ketiyo or not, he says, look, if it's supposed to be cut and you don't cut it, it certainly doesn't pass on Sefer Torah. The rule is all the extras in the Sefer Torah are not ma'akiv, like a big bays of Bereshis or the dots on that are on Ayesar Eshtecha, they're not ma'akiv. None of the specialty writings are ma'akiv. So if you do it the other way, if it's not supposed to be cut and you cut it, that passes the Stel Apostle Sefer Torah. So he says that a person should better not cut it. Well, what many Sefer Torah do today is cut it diagonally. In other words, the Vav has a regel, so they sort of make a compromise. They make a cut downwards, which doesn't passel because the Vav still has a full Vav. Just the thickness of the Vav, there's a very slight, you have to look closely to see some type of a cut. But anyway, my point is that, cut it, yes, smack in the middle, like it's a yud and a break and a, I don't mean they cut through the parchment, they cut through the ink. So it's like right. So if you look in the Chumashim, it says Vav de Shalom Ketiyah, the Vav of Shalom is cut. When you look in the Sefer Torah, I'm yet to see one where the Vav is cut. I wouldn't pass the Sefer Torah because it's cut. That seems to be the halach yelach of the world, but I think it means Rabbi Kiveger says to cut them. But at any rate, so here's another example where it's broken. Now listen to Rav Schwab writes about it, where it says brachas daftes in the beginning of a line. She'asifu chazal brachas haminim kebracha yutes. When Chazal added Berachas Aminim as the 19th bracha, Cholko Amizma L'Shnayim K'deish Yutes Prakim Ad Yul Ratz. So it should be 19 prakim until Yan Chashem Yan Tzar. Av Bizman Shalai Shaltu Yidei Rishoim Nistarful Liyas Perak Echad. But before the Rishoim came and the Malshinim came along, it was really one perak. Oidisa Bavli. So he has already, what is it, four amazim to the 18 brachas in addition. In brachas chav ches, it says, Amar v'hol b'redam shmo b'rachmeni k'neged yuches askarais. Shama David, b'havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. We say Friday night before l'chadaydi, we say havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. Again, there are 18 times it says Hashem's name. You'll check it out, okay?
Let's see.
So you only have to do one of them, okay? Umeha, you get a 50. Umehai taima noigim behar bekilo islamid bekabbalah Shabbos. In many shuls, the custom is to stand up by Kabbalah Shabbos beis amiris mizmer zeh. We stand up by mizlah davar Hashem in ayelim. Dugma aschi of amida betul shmeina esrei shenisko kedeged amizmer hazeh. Dugma of shmeina esrei. So that explains why I think in all our shuls we stand up by mizmer David. So he says, cause since that's a remez to Shemayne Esrei, so therefore we stand up by that paragraph. There is another reason. What?
But you don't have Shemayne Esrei and 18 brachas on Shabbos.
It's not interesting. We don't have on Shabbos the 18.
But you don't have 7.
It's funny that on Friday we only have 7. That's right. That's true. It's very true. So it's funny that we should do it on Shabbos. The what we say on what? It's just getting into Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay, we just did Mincha with 18. Well, we do Friday night, we do L'chud Aranana, Shiru L'Hashem, Hashem Malach, Mizma Shiru L'Hashem, Hashem Malach, Mizma L'David, and then Mizma Shaliyam Shabbos. We do 7 Perakim of Tehillim. And the 7 are connected to 7 days of the week. The 7th is Mizma Shiru L'Yam Shabbos. Between Friday, which Mizra Dabra Havala Shabbinay Eilim, and Mizra Shalayim Shabbos, we sing L'Chadaydi. We greet the Shabbos, because that's sort of the seventh
why
one.
Why do we say Hashem Malach on Kabbalah Shabbos? That's Friday's Shalayim. Why do we say on Kabbalah Shabbos?
Oh, Shabbat, yes, Lavesh. It's very interesting that we always say them together. They follow each other in Tehillim. Hashem Malach Yehus Lavish is really about the Golos. There's a cloud whenever it's...
What did you say on Shabbos?
I'm really not sure why. The question is good, I don't know. But, so now you're giving me homework, right? I once heard, in L'cha Daidi, the meaning of most places, is to have two nigunim. To have one nigun to Laisei Vaishi, and then a second nigun afterwards. So, I once heard the following explanation. There are two aspects to Shabbos, that we mention in L'cha Daidi. We mention Shabbos is like a kala, and we mention, Shabbos Malkasa, that Shabbos is like a melech, it's like a melucha. So therefore we do two nigunim. We do a joyful nigun, k'neged the chasana of a kala, and we do sort of a march nigun, a more kedeged, the melech of Shabbos. There's a melech of Shabbos and there's a kala of Shabbos. So that's an explanation of the reason for the two nigunim. Whether the reason came before the minig or the minig came before the reason. What? You think it came the other way around? Okay. Okay, getting back. Besidush or of Sad Yagai, the Batel Ois at the bottom. Isa tam l'minyin yuches brachas. Kedeg yuches pam shemitzinu b'tayra tefila is takadish baruch hu. Listen to that. There are 80 times in Chumash that someone prays takadish baruch hu. U'b'chlolam including v'yikrasham Avram b'shem Hashem apita gumay v'tzali taman Avram b'shvad Hashem. Shem, even though it says v'yikra, see Rav Schwab knows that tonight you're going to go look up all the 18 davenings, so you're going to find one short. So he's telling you, it says, Vayikra Abraham, Hashem called, you might not know it's davening, so the Targum says, Tzali Taman Avron, Avram Davin, Bishma Hashem. Oy Kasu, Keneged Yud Ches Yamim Taivim, Shiich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Keneged the 18 Yamim Taivim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up for the Klal Yisrael, Mizayin Yimei Pesach, Yim Echad Shal Shavuos, that's 8, Yom Echad Shal Shavuos is 9, Yom Kippurim is 10, Ches Yimei Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, that's 18. Even with all these Ramas, the question is, so once you have 18, you find all these Ramas. But the question still is, why? Why? So 18 is supposed to be davening, and it's Marumas in all these places. So he adds another reason. We had the 18 Askaris and the 18 Avais that are together, and the 18 Shiva Hashem Esmaisha, and the 18 Kapitoch of Tehillim, and the 18 times it says Hashem and Havel Hashem and the Eilim, and the 18 Tfilis, it says, so we have six different Ramazim of 18. And he has one more. What? Sukkah is which Shmini Atzeres? That's right. That's what he means. So he's saying the 8 days of Sukkah is a Shmini Atzeres. There's eight. Altogether. No, it means that which Shmini Atzeres. We do in Chutzlar, it's an extra one. Yes, so he means all the Yom Tovim together add up to 18 days. Amnam Nirish, Divrei HaMedrash, Yehaluar, Alinyan Alaz. This, all these Midrashim of 18, follow the following medrash. I am the medrash tachuma. Shomer Reb Simon kenegid yud chaschul yishabeshedra. Doctor, the spine has 18. No, how many is it got? 24. It says 24. I don't know. Some of them are dissected by a certain number, but what I'm saying is the vertebrae. There's 24. So let's see if he addresses that. Kedeved yutcha chul yishav kedeshadesh. He seems to say there are 18 vertebrae. Should be shosh adam espalu v'koyrei. He's actually talking when the person stretches out. It says when a person bows, sarach sheyichrach is pakaku kol chul yishav shedra. Shneva kasvayse tamayin Hashem yichamaycha. When a person stands or even sits, the vertebrae don't separate. When you kneel, it means bow. Kriya means kneel. Since the spine is what gives the form to the skeleton, in the form of a man, on the bowing of one who prays, b'shivcha yishsicha yilftei kainai. When he davens to Hashem, we say, kol tzmai say tamarna. V'yesh lahavir advarim api ma'amorim zal, and we can explain it api what they say, kol tisa avayin v'kach toiv. Where he's going to say, yomru yisrael b'yin shalom. B'zmai shah b'samidish kayim yinim akriven karbin, u'miskapir. B'zmai shtud, we brought karbatis, asha em yadeinu ala tefila, carbon. We know davening is a place of a sacrifice. We offer ourselves, so to speak, as a carbon. Give a person his form. So he doesn't really address that it's more than 18. I wonder if there's a way to separate four logically from six from the other 18. They fuse together, and when you bow, it might not be. Okay. I'd like to pursue it. If I give Harvey the job, he'll follow up. Okay. For all I know, maybe he did already. This is the reason for all the 18s. The 18 times it's mentioned in the Kriya Shema, Yudches Askaris Bavla Shabbat Eilim, and the 18 Sivuyim Parshas Bekudei, and Yudches Pavim Niskar Bavis Bateira, and Yudches Yomim Yuchad Lumayi Hashem Lahairais. They all come to Shaul, the Rames, on this special thought. Alright, so that's how he explains it. Now, it bothers me a little because the Gemara in Megillah, it's twice in Shas, it's in Brachas also. The Gemara says, how do you know to do these tefillahs? So it says, well, we start with Avais, Havel Hashem b'nei Elim. Elim is the Amos. And then we saw, how do you know you do Tchias HaMeisim, which is Gevurais? Hav Hashem Kavayit Va'ayis. Ayis is Gevura. And then how do you know Hakel HaKadosh, Hav Hashem Kavayit Shemai? And then it goes through all the 18. It gives reasons for all of them. So it just sort of adds up to 18. It's not, it's as if when you read this, it sounds like Chazal wanted 18, so they said, okay, let's figure out which 18 brachas to do. Yet the Gemara goes through the reasoning for the why, or for the order of the 18 brachas. So it seems that the two go together, I guess. That, there's also a difference in the Babylon Yerushalmi, why we don't say 18 brachas on Shabbos and Yom. The well-known reason is that we don't ask for bakashas on Shabbos. It's distressing to have to ask for things. You think about what you're missing.
People need a rule for on Shabbos, whatever.
Yeah, so we don't ask for it. It's distressing to think about cholim. That's the well-known reason. That's Yerushalmi's reason, which is more popularly known. The Bavli reason is not, it's a tircha, it's a bother. Just, isn't it nice to have a shulchan aruch on Shabbos? It's, part of the oinik Shabbos. The difference between the two reasons is if you start atachayne lodom das, whether you should finish the bracha. If asking is asur, so you should stop. We don't passing it that. We passing that, if you started the bracha, if you did more than four words into the bracha, you should already finish it on Shabbos. But most of it's questionable. If I shakas mincha marav, finish the bracha already. You know, many people go to slach lanu on Shabbos and somehow they remind themselves when they bang. So, but it's okay. It's not, because it's only not to be a tircha, so it's okay.